It is good that we are here. Or is it just good that we're not there? I remember years ago when I was in the vocations office full time and I visited one of our schools. I went into the classroom and we were just visiting, and then they started asking questions, like a lot of questions. And I thought, wow, this is great. They're so interested in who I am and my call. And so after a while, I said to the teacher, I hope I'm not keeping you from anything. And she said, oh, Father, it's fine. They just know that once you leave, they're taking their English test. That's why it's so great that I'm here. When Peter said on the mountain in the gospel, it's good that we are here. Was it good because of what he was experiencing at the top of the mountain? Or because of what he was avoiding at the bottom? Well, two elements of this story that are worth noting. First, Jesus appears with Moses and Elijah, who are speaking about what's going to happen in Jerusalem. So Moses is representing the law, and Elijah representing the prophets. In other words, all of the Old Testament is pointing to Jesus. Secondly, Peter suggests that they make three tents, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Now, it's possible that he is thinking about the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles, or booths, which was a very joyful feast they celebrated every year at the harvest, where they would set up tents, remembering what the Israelites did as they went through the desert for 40 years. At any rate, it was a pretty incredible occasion on the mountain today. But what we maybe forget is that right before this gospel, what we didn't hear today, is when Jesus gave the first prediction of his passion, that he would suffer and be killed. And he said, if anyone wishes to follow me, he must take up his cross and lose his life. But then the very next thing, Peter, James, and John go up the mountain and see Jesus in all of his glory. So if you could pick between losing your life and seeing Jesus with Moses and Elijah, well, which one would you pick? Maybe I should have just read the gospel today with a different emphasis. It's good that we are here, not there. Well, make no mistake, it was good that they were there. It was the very reminder that they would need for the tough days ahead. But the point was not to stay there. The point was not to take refuge there and avoid their calling down here. Of course, there are places where one might spend too much time if they have a disordered attachment to drinking or gambling or whatever. But sometimes, more sneaky are those places in our daily lives that are, in fact, good, until they become excessive at the expense of our vocation. We all know someone for whom exercising at the gym becomes that place, or the office becomes that place, or ironically, the church becomes that place. Yes, it is good that we are here, but I must return to there. How providential it was, just this morning before I came here, I visited some of our youth who are on retreat yesterday and today. We talked about this very story of the Transfiguration, because inevitably some will reach the end of a retreat and feel like Peter. Can I just stay here? Maybe home is not the happiest place right now. You know, maybe I've never been this accepted at school. Maybe they've never encountered God in this way. Not to mention being detached from their phones for this long. And so what I said to them, what I would say to you, is what Jesus said to Peter. Yes, it is good that we are here. But I didn't bring you here to stay. I brought you here to prepare you to return.